The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me again, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Our question today: why is it sometimes so hard to get ketchup out of the bottle? Ketchup can be a stubborn condiment. Just when you're ready to bite into that burger, it often refuses to flow. Only when you give the bottle a serious shake or two does it start to move, and there's a reason why. Ketchup isn't your normal, everyday liquid. In fact, it's what chemists call a thixotropic fluid. The term thixotropy has Greek roots. It's a combination of the words for touch and changeable. The name applies to all liquids that display a change in viscosity when subjected to mechanical force, like the ketchup. If you leave it in the bottle for a while, then ketchup turns into a thick, uncooperative paste. But when you shake it or stir it, it turns back into a liquid that flows out of the bottle. Normal liquids like water, vegetable oil, or apple juice don't behave that way at all. Neither does James Bond's famous martini. Its viscosity remains constant no matter how long you shake it. That's because the underlying structure of a martini's molecules doesn't change when you apply pressure. If molecules in a liquid are only attached to one another with weak bonds, as is the case with water, then that liquid has a low viscosity. It's very fluid. If the molecules are attached to one another with stronger bonds, then the liquid has a higher viscosity. It's thicker. Even when you shake liquids like these, it doesn't really change the inner structure of the substance. Ketchup is something entirely different. Applying force to its molecular structure changes the structure. When at rest, the molecules that make up the condiment are tangled up with one another. They can't move freely, which thickens the ketchup. It doesn't flow freely anymore. If you agitate the bottle, then the different layers of molecules are broken up by what is known as shear stress. The application of force loosens attachments between the molecules, and the ketchup begins to flow more like a liquid. If you stop shaking the bottle, then the molecules can relax again. The ketchup settles down and once again becomes thick and viscous. By the way, a similar phenomena occurs with blood, although for different reasons. The more pressure you apply to a blood sample, the more liquid it becomes. And it's a good thing it does. If it always remained at a constant viscosity in the body, it would never pass through the really tiny blood vessels in the circulatory system. So you see, ketchup and blood have more than just their color in common.
Jeffrey, dinner's ready!
So, I've just been informed that we're ready to start today's experiment. We're going to try to discover if a thixotropic tomato-based fluid radically changes the taste of French fries. Thanks for listening and tune in again. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.